do.
Thomas C. McKinney, Jr., I'm dictating the neurological report on Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Vanilla, V-A-N-E-L-L-A. Address is 1982 Preservation Oak Drive, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-514-6457. ID is XXX XXX7608, date of birth 1/23/1967, 55-year-old, divorced, administrative assistant. Insurance is Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Raley's. 530-895-0895. It's addressed to Dr. J-A-Y, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, Sloop, S-L-O-O-P-M-D. Talbert Drive, Suite 150, Chico, California, 95928-7741. ID is his phone is 530-809-0009, fax 530-809-0399. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of persistent tingling, paresthesias, numbness around the corner of the right mouth and eye. Subparagraph, current complaints of a sense of neck swelling and facial swelling on the right in the area anterior to the pinna, comma, right neck. With history of posterior neck pain and soreness, subparagraph. Findings of degenerative cervical disease. Subparagraph, findings of jugulodigastric lymph node, subparagraph, previous history of thyroidectomy, currently on therapeutic thyroid replacement, new paragraph, recent evaluation for viral disorders showing presence of CMV IgG negative IgM. Subparagraph, previous evaluations were reported unremarkable. Dear Dr. Sloop and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Angela Vanilla for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, she gave a history of extended and persistent symptoms of tenderness anterior to her right ear, slightly above and posterior to her TMJ. New paragraph, she has a sense of swelling and tenderness around the area of the identified jugulodigastric lymph node, which stay on palpation is firm and not soft or flexible. She has additional tenderness in the area of the where the thyroid would have been following her previous thyroid surgery. New paragraph. She denied other cranial nerve symptoms. New paragraph. New paragraph. By her report, she's had ENT evaluation, including endoscopies, which were, by her report, unremarkable. Subparagraph, she reported that she was offered possible surgical biopsy of the lymph node, but apparently declined with an open door opportunity if necessary. New paragraph. Today on examination, manual palpation of these structures does not disclose any particularly significant results other than the fact that the lymph node is firm and not particularly mobile. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and these presentations, with an otherwise normal neurological examination and no evidence of paresthesias, hypesthesia, or radiculopathy, it would be my assumption that her evaluation is consistent with number one, positional cervical radiculopathy at C5 on the right. Number two, possible trigeminal neuralgia, right. Number three, exclude thyroid-related disease or tumor recommendations. For further evaluation, I'm ordering MR imaging of the soft tissues of the neck and her face for further evaluation. New paragraph, we discussed her history and presentation today, and I indicated to her that I don't identify any serious neurological disease. However, we will obtain complementary laboratory testing which will be reviewed when she returns. New paragraph, I'm sent a follow-up report at that time and my signature.